The British have arrived in Bordeaux. It's been less than 48 hours since this massive convoy of more than 100 vehicles was waved off by crowds of well-wishers in London as it began its long and hard humanitarian mission to carry aid by road to the Gaza Strip. The scale of the effort is hard to comprehend from the ground, but the organisers claimed that the convoy is more than a mile long rang true when it took over an hour for all the vehicles to leave London's Hyde Park. And today they covered more than 800 kilometres as they drove from the coast of Belgium to the city of Bordeaux in southern France. But although morale is high, the convoy has already faced significant problems. Last night, organisers reacted angrily to the detention of a number of convoy members. Nine men, including convoy drivers, were held by British police under the Terrorism Act while they travelled on the motorway yesterday, before they'd even reached the starting point in London, while another six were kept behind for questioning as the convoy crossed by ferry to Belgium. Police have already cleared several of the men of any wrongdoing and have said they are free to rejoin the aid mission. At least three are still being questioned, but the convoy's organisers are confident that they too will also have their names cleared.
If they're released, as the six have been released, then everybody has to ask themselves the question, why were nine boys taking aid, medical aid, clothes, blankets to the people of Gaza, smeared as terrorists?
But despite the issues and problems, spirits have generally remained high so far. And here in a suburb to the south of Bordeaux, the local government is providing facilities for the almost 300 drivers and passengers on the vehicles before they proceed further south in the morning. From here, the convoy will set off for the Spanish port city of San Sebastian and then on to the Spanish capital of Madrid, where it will receive a state-sponsored welcome. But this is considered the easy part of the route, and it's when the convoy hits North Africa where the real challenges for the drivers and their vehicles will set in. Hassan Ghani, Press TV, Bordeaux.